This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Trump administration attempting to head off potential investigations involving the U.S. military in Afghanistan and Israel in the Middle East warned the International Criminal Court it faces a tough response. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton Monday called the ICC ineffective, unaccountable, and dangerous. He justified efforts to head off the court's investigation of U.S. military action in Afghanistan. Bolton said the U.S. would use any means necessary to protect its citizens and those of its allies from unjust prosecution, but what he called this illegitimate court, including banning ICC officials from U.S. soil, sanctioning funding, and prosecuting ICC officials in U.S. courts. He also announced the closure of the Palestine Liberation Organization office in Washington out of concern for an ICC probe of Israel called by Palestinians. The Trump administration attempting to head off potential investigations involving the U.S. in Afghanistan and Israel in the Middle East warned the International Criminal Court it faces a tough response. The U.S. and PLO office closure followed previous warnings about a lack of progress toward direct and meaningful peace negotiations with Israel. Palestinian diplomat Saeb Erekat called the office closure affirmation of the Trump administration's policy to collectively punish the Palestinian people. The U.S. recently cut or redirected aid funding Palestinian schools and hospitals. The body of former U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan was returned to his home country of Ghana Monday. He received a hero's welcome at the international airport in Accra, the capital. A state funeral is planned Thursday. Annan died August 18 in Switzerland at the age of 80. This is VOA News. The White House confirmed President Donald Trump received a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un asking for a second meeting following their June summit in Singapore. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
It was a very warm, very positive letter. We won't release the full letter unless the North Korean leader agrees that we should. The primary purpose of the letter was to request and look to schedule another meeting with the president, which we are open to and are already in the process of coordinating that.
She said it exhibits a continued commitment by Pyongyang to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Sunday, the North marked its 70th anniversary with a military parade, but one bereft of any nuclear missiles. Mr. Trump called that a big and positive statement. In Libya, several armed men attacked the headquarters of the National Oil Corporation in Tripoli Monday, killing at least two staff members. Explosions were also set off. Two gunmen were killed, 10 staffers wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Turkey's defense minister has appealed to Syria and Russia to halt airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province, which borders Turkey. Hulusi Akar said the priority is to put an end as soon as possible to all ground and air attacks and implement a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the president of the Humanitarian Relief Foundation, Bulut Yildirim, said a big offensive is expected, resulting in a migration inside Idlib of up to 1 million people. And senior UN emergency official Mark Lowcott warned such an attack could lead to another major loss of life.
There needs to be ways of dealing with this problem that don't turn the next few months in Idlib into the worst humanitarian catastrophe with the biggest loss of life of the 21st century.
He said more than 30,000 have already fled their homes. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited the southern restive city of Basra Monday, rocked last week by deadly protests over poor public services, corruption, and unemployment. Mr. Abadi said Basra is on the right path and appealed for cooperation with efforts to provide services. He called the unrest a purely political dispute. At least 13 died, dozens more were wounded in clashes with security force members. Sudan's president swore in his new prime minister and indicated a new government will be formed this week after dissolving his previous administration over the country's economic woes. Sudan trying to cut public spending as it copes with a hard currency shortage. Canadian and U.S. negotiators resumed talks in Washington Tuesday, trying to conclude a new trade pact to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. U.S. stocks ended Monday mostly higher, ending a four-day losing streak, but the benchmark Dow Jones fell nearly 60 points to 25,857. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.